Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Ann and Nancy Wilson. Bring us back. Art. That's Ann on lead. That's Nancy on guitar, by the way. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend John Harrison. John's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's a minister and a certified financial planner. And we're talking about things you can do in the month of August on your financial plan, on your personal and business financial planning. John, what's the next step?
Week three, devoted to decluttering. We all have a habit of collecting.
See, now, preacher, you stop preaching and started meddling now.
It's true. We have a way of collecting paper, and if it gets ahead of us, it can be so hard to catch up with it. And this is true at home and at the office and business. Even things that are important to have, like your retirement plan statements, will often come stuffed with unnecessary paper, flyers and advertisements and such. And they pile up and they make you less efficient because you have to search through all that stuff when you're looking for something.
It is. One of my greatest sources of frustration is when I'm not organized.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I have information that will benefit me that I need right now, and I can't find it. And it really is frustrating.
If you're a busy business owner, your most valuable commodity is time.
Uh-huh.
And if you never have enough of it, we were just talking about, you know, not being able to take a week off or feeling like you couldn't. And so if you don't have time, then you don't have any to waste sorting through unnecessary paper.
Right.
And neither does anyone who comes after you if someone has to come after you and try to organize in your absence. I had a death in the family back in January, and my father passed away, and the children are dealing with the house and the estate. And my dad has been involved with a church that he was a continuous member of from 1961 until his death in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And in going through the house, we found just all sorts of things back to the 60s, notes he took at church meetings,
right.
like that, in files that are 50 years old. And it's just amazing the amount, you know, old statements from car loans from the 70s and things of that nature. You feel so much lighter and freer when you're not surrounded by tons of paper that you don't really need.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I'm a pack rat. I admit it. I'm a pack rat, and sometimes it's a good thing. That I don't think there's anything wrong with being a pack rat as long as it doesn't get in your way. If you can put your stuff aside and keep it, that's fine. But what my problem is not being so much being a pack rat as it is things that I have a lot of paper that comes in my office, and I have more coming in than I can do something with, and so sometimes I have a problem getting rid of stuff.
Yeah, that's very common, and some of the solutions to some of that might be, for instance, to go paperless with as many vendors as you can. Tell your bank to email you statements instead of sending you paper ones, or your brokerage company can do the same. Some of them, in fact, will save you money. Many brokerage companies charge you $1 a month to send you your paper statements. And the stuff that you do have to have on paper, you might consider scanning and storing on your computer and backing it up
that's
to the cloud.
That's very handy. That's very handy.
That way you can be a pack rat without taking up any more space.
Exactly. So what's the fourth one? What did we do the last week?
Well, you'll be sending kids off to school at the end of August and beginning of September, and so now's a good time of year to start thinking about your education funding plans for next year. Education funding is always a two-part thing. It's partly a savings issue, putting enough money away to pay for what you want, and partly a cash flow issue in terms of where do you put the money you're saving and what, if any, adjustments do you make to cash flow so you can maximize aid eligibility and things of that nature. And it's always best to start thinking of those, you know, in advance rather than making last-minute moves that might be inefficient or expensive because you got caught short.
What's that education fund that you can deduct? What's it called?
There are a number of them. The most famous one is the 529 plan.
Yeah.
And it's named after the section of the Internal Revenue Code that created it. And it lets you put money away for college. It's not deductible, but the growth of it grows.
So it's like a Roth IRA, isn't it, in that way?
Exactly. Yeah. The money that comes out tax-free and it's used for qualified educational expenses.
So start looking into those kinds of plans for your kids for the future, folks. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Come back again real soon. Good job today.
Thanks very much. I look forward to talking to you again.
We'll do it again real soon. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance man. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.